So my name is Miranda. Do I go?
You have the okay. Big prom.
Yeah. My name is Miranda, and I'm 18 years old. Today is, oh gosh, what day is it?
The 28th.
The 28th of April, and I'm speaking with my future roomie and my best friend.
Aww.
And we're recording on this beautiful, bright, sunny day on Alumni Lawn, just soaking up the sun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So this is okay. So, let's see. How should we start this off? We can start off with just one of these. So, let's see.
80% of this is gonna be
Let's just dive right in with a random one. Are you a spender or a saver?
I am an impulsive spender. So I'll save and save, like not touch any of my money, and then like if I see something I like, then all my money is gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so real. I mean, I feel like I try to save as much as I can, but then like once I see something I want, I'm like, it's worth it.
No, yeah. It. If it's worth it, then yeah. you have to.
And I feel like I can easily justify anything, which is kind of bad, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Especially since we just did the flex market last weekend, made some big bucks with our projects that we sold. That was so fun.
That was so fun. I can't wait for like next semester or so.
I know. We can work on them all summer and just
have so much stock.
Yes. And we're gonna make so much money. It'll be so great. We're gonna have so fun. We're gonna have so much fun. Okay. Let's see. Let's go deep. Oh. Future children, how many? How will you raise them? What are your expectations, you know?
Okay.
What are you thinking?
I want two.
Two. Okay,
solid
same.
Two.
But I think so too.
If one happens, that's cool. If three happen, that's cool. Any more than three is a little bit out there.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that.
I do want one of each, though.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody wants one of each.
I think everyone says that. Do you know if twins runs in Joseph's family?
Yeah, his mom's a twin.
Really?
Yeah.
So that means you could end up with twins. Oh my gosh. That's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, I don't know. Twins would be cool, but, like, that would be rough.
Yeah, it's double at once. Two college tuitions, two cars.
Yeah, and they don't do the sibling discount anymore for college tuition.
What's that?
The sibling? It's if you have, like, two kids in college at the same time, their tuition's lower. Or, like,
they get
more aid or something like that, but they don't have that anymore.
Really? Interesting.
They got rid of it this year, which, I mean, sucks, but it's fine because me and my sister are 4 years apart.
See, my brother's going to college my junior year, so we would have benefited from it. Darn. Let's see. So, why Point Loma? Why?
Do you want me to answer this honestly or?
So honestly.
Okay, honestly, because they paid me the most to come here.
For real?
Yeah, I had a full tuition scholarship lined up for the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Right.
They later pulled it because they said I didn't meet the demographic requirement, being, my ethnicity, even though I'm mixed, so I could have made the demographic requirement. But... Yeah, and so then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to end up paying for all my college, so I need to go somewhere that's going to give me the most. And then, with the whole debate scholarship thing.
Yeah. I mean, that is so great. It's funny how things, like, end up like that, you know?
Yeah, what's it called? Throughout, like, the entire, like, college process, I was stressed out. Like, it was, like, really bad. And so I was just, like, praying, like, for hours, really, just be like, give me some sort of sign of what I'm supposed to do, because like, I don't want to make the wrong choice. And so, like, my mom always says that, like, God closes doors, but he also opens them. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he closed the door in Wisconsin because clearly that's not where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
And then opened the door here so that I could come here. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so great. I'm honest. Oh, I'm so glad things happened the way they did, because I had a really not stressful experience coming into, like, college, because I toured a handful of schools near San Diego, and I really only liked Point Loma, if I'm being completely honest. So I applied here and USD, which is a few minutes out. Also, I think it's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
But I did early admission for Point Loma, and I didn't apply anywhere else because with Point Loma, I would hear back from here before the deadline of any other school was due.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I just didn't do any other college applications. So yeah, and then for us to end up like neighbors, like our doors opening up into each other, I think that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what are the chances of that?
Very, very little. Because then you also get like neighbors you don't like.
Mm-hmm. We've definitely experienced that upstairs and next door. Hence our reasoning for being the upper level next year. I mean, I'm so excited for next year. I think we're gonna get along really well. I mean, we're basically already roommates because I don't have a roommate anymore. Mine, unfortunately, as you know, went home after first semester for some medical reasons with her mom. But you're in my room basically 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. Not by choice.
Not by choice? Excuse me. You're knocking on my door all the time.
Okay, before, like, when I was there, like, every single day, all the time, was not by choice.
Because you're a roommate. Okay. I see what you mean. I see how it is. You just...
And then after, it was by choice.
Yes, yes.
I just come to bug you now.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. Is there anything you're, like, worried about with next year, with us being roommates?
Just, like, feeding off of each other's stress, you know?
Yeah.
Like... We're going to be in the same major.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are in the same major.
We are.
Like.
Hopefully that stays.
We're thinking about it, dog.
Mm-hmm.
But just like, because we're going to be two stressed out people in the same space. But, I mean, it can go like either way. Like, we either feed off of each other's stress or like we help with it. Like, hey, we need a break.
Mm-hmm.
But like we might end up taking a lot of breaks, so I don't know. Like, I feel like that's like my main concern.
Yeah.
And also, like, if things were to go south, you know,
mm-hmm.
for like whatever reason, then it's kind of like,
I know they always say like risk. Don't meet your hero, or like don't live with your best friend, but I don't know, I think we can defy all odds.
I mean,
I don't know. I think we're pretty compatible. And I mean, we have our other best friend right next door. I think it's going to be so great.
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
So cool. Like, college is like a time where you get to, like, you know, live and experience life with your best friends. And I don't know. I'm just so excited for that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting figuring out, like, all of our living dynamics together.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because we do have two different schedules.
We do. Mine's very early.
And mine's pretty late.
Do you have night lab?
I think it's... Yes, I do. Wednesdays.
Wait, what time?
6:30 to 10.
Oh, I'm the one before you on Wednesdays. No, I'm not. I lied, actually. Oh, wait. No, I'm not lying.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm the one I don't remember. My labs are either on... Oh, no. I did lie. I don't have any labs on Wednesdays. I have them on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I thought that's what you
Yeah, said. That's usually what I do.
And I didn't want Wednesday night lab, but it's what my professor put me in.
Oh, so you did get into lab.
Yeah, I got into lab, and I got in the lecture, which is great. I'm
what
so
lecture?
Thankful for that. It's the 1:31. Yeah, 8:30 was full. So,
I'm in the 8:30.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Let's see.
Oh, here's a good one. If your life was a show, what character would watchers love or hate the most?
Oh, okay. I feel like characters would have, like, a love-hate relationship with me.
With you? Okay.
Yeah. Because, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty easy person to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have, like, a wide variety of, like, interests, so it's, like, easy to be friends with people.
Yeah.
But people usually don't like the people person in shows.
Hmm. Okay.
Because, like, I don't know. At least I don't.
That's interesting.
So, I don't know. And then also, I don't know. And then, okay, hate in the show. Oh, Lord. They're either... I don't know. I don't think there would be, like, anybody that they would hate in the show.
Okay.
But there'd definitely be people that, like, they don't really...
strongly dislike.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay. No, I feel like that's reasonable.
What about you?
I feel like I have to agree with the love-hate thing, the main character, me. Especially in certain situations, because even when I, like, look back on certain things, I'm like, oh, why didn't I do that? Or, like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like viewers would be like, go for it, go for it. Or they'd be like, no, no, don't do it.
I feel like they would be that way in your life with, like, men.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
And I think that's where, like, I would come into your show and be like, you need to do it. And all the viewers would be like, yes.
Would they be the one that the viewers love?
Me?
Would that be you?
No.
It's kind of what you just said.
No, they would just be with me in the terms of, like, you need to make moves.
I think they would love you.
I would be the comedic relief.
You'd be the comedic.
I would be the comedic relief.
I feel like we'd be comedic relief in each other's shows.
Yeah. Yeah. You would be, for sure, like, the supportive best friend role that everyone's like, I need a friend like her.
Oh. Is that a bug?
A bug?
Yeah. We are currently on a grassy field with all these little sticks and leaves.
Something about chatting incites destruction.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I remember, like, growing up and just, like, if we were, like, on the field for, like, PE or something, I'd just, like, be, like, snapping sticks or, like, pulling grass. There's just something about being, like,
idle.
Yeah, like, something about being on the grass. I'm like, I have to pluck everything and destroy
it's everything. Just human nature to destroy the earth.
That got deep quick. Oh, man. I touched something sappy. You know, this one's so sticky.
There's, like, questions on there, too.
Yeah, let's see what one of these are. What kind of role does religion or spirituality play in your life now? What does it mean to you? Okay, I feel like this has definitely changed since coming to Loma. What do you think?
I feel like it's honestly increased for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because not to, like, bash on the chapel team, it's not because of chapel.
Yeah.
If anything, it's, like, because of, like, actual people here.
Right. I know. Us both coming from public schools our whole lives.
Yeah.
And then coming to a private university, I feel like...
with a lot of kids who came from, like...
that came from private schools. Right. So it's, like, they're used to all of this. And we come here, and I feel like it's such, like, a dynamic change. Because even today, we just came from lunch where everyone's in these cute little church outfits coming from...
like
church this morning on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know, and just being able to, like, talk about these things, because I feel like in public school it was such like a like an what's the word it's like
you were like at least at my public school you were considered like an extremist,
right?
Like,
yeah,
there was like,
you're religious, oh
then I guess you must like hate everybody that's not right. Like you.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a what's the word for it when it's like an unofficial like rule, do you know what I mean?
Taboo,
like an unspoken rule, like you just don't talk about religion, you know? Yeah. And if you do, you're again one of those like
you hate everybody.
Uh-huh. And I don't know, I feel like that puts such like a dander on the way I
but in all honesty that doesn't things. Start from like school though, it starts from the church.
You think?
Yeah, that like stereotype and those like uh-huh. people's opinions, it starts from like church hurt.
Huh.
Cause like, if you think about, we were talking about this last night, like you don't know things until you're taught them.
Right.
And so like, growing up, if you go to a church, right, and mm-hmm. you're like remotely different and they like, they antagonize you for it, mm-hmm. then you grow up thinking that like people are, like that people that are different than mm-hmm. you should be antagonized.
Right.
So, like, the whole idea of, like, church hurt is so real, and I feel mm-hmm. like that bleeds into, like, school, where everybody, like, experiences something with church hurt, and then you talk. Like, that's mm-hmm. something people are really good at, or they're talking, and then,
yes.
like, they're like, oh, well, my friend Miranda experienced church hurt, that must mean that, like, all churches are like that, and so, mm-hmm. like, oh, that person goes to church, so they must believe the same way.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's kind of, like, a big, like, cycle.
Uh-huh. And I think it's interesting, too, because I grew up Catholic, which was very traditional, very, you know, like, the whole stand, sit, stand, you know, kneel.
I actually don't know.
Well, I'm sure you heard of it all. And I feel like, I don't know, we've come from, like, two very different backgrounds, but also so similar.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I grew up very traditional, because that's how the Catholic Church is. But I was also Christian, because, you know, every Catholic is Christian, but not every Christian is Catholic.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, because, is the church that you grew up with similar to chapel in the whole, like...
No.
No. Because you grew up Baptist.
No.
No.
I grew up Pentecostal.
Right.
Which is very similar to the Baptist church.
Uh-huh.
Specifically the Southern Baptist church. Because mm-hmm. there's two different kinds of Baptists. There's, like, the very, trying to, like, kind of closer to Catholic Baptists, where they mm-hmm. just sit and no emotion. Like, you don't dance in church, you don't sing right. in church, you just sit and listen.
Uh-huh.
And then Southern Baptist is the complete opposite. You dance, you sing, you, like, listen to the sermon. Like, it's very energetic.
Yeah.
Pentecostal is very similar in that sense, except the difference between them and the Baptist church is that Pentecostal emphasizes the works of the Holy Spirit a lot more. Like, being the Pentecost. You know what the Pentecost right. is?
I think so.
It's like when the Holy Spirit entered the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So, like, that is what I grew up in. And so, like, hearing people talk in tongues, like, mm-hmm. seeing people dance, seeing people cry in church was something that was, like, never foreign to me. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we would sing, but, like, you know my opinions on chapel. I am not someone who likes worship being put on as, like, a show context.
Right.
Because I feel like at that point you're trying to glorify the audience and the show itself versus
the actual
meaning.
Of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But in terms of, like, traditional, we were very traditional in the sense that the Bible's supposed to be taken literally.
Okay.
So, like, the creation was made in six days with seven-day mm-hmm. rest. Like everything in the Bible is supposed to be, like, literal interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, traditional in that sense, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. We also briefly talked about this a little bit ago with, like, just traditions that our family have.
Yeah.
You didn't have many growing up, right?
No. We don't have, like, we didn't have anything consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. And I yearn for consistency. I love consistency.
Yes. I am the same way. And I don't know, is there any tradition that you like want to incorporate into your children's life, or like you want to start, or like start up again?
A lot of the traditions like I want to start up again are from like my Hispanic background.
Right.
So like Dia de los Muertos, like the Three Kings, like just very, they're all religious based traditions, but like I want those with my kids. And then like even like just like little traditions, like watching a movie on Friday nights, or like things that we can like do together.
Right. Yeah.
Or like Christmas traditions, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a figured out from here basis, but what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think because a lot of the traditions we had were like unserious, if that is the right way of saying it. Like, I don't know. Did you have an Elf on the Shelf?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I 100% want to do Elf on the Shelf with my children. I'm so excited for that, honestly. Not like Elf on the Shelf, but like, you know, like making like their little childhoods like, you know, like happy and like magical and stuff.
Yeah.
The whole like Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and everything. Like, okay. I can't wait for that.
I can't either, except I don't want to do the Easter Bunny.
Really?
Like, they can get their Easter baskets. Like, okay. That's cool. That's fine. But, like, just because of the root of, like, the bunny and its, like, entirety, like, what it means and symbolizes, is not...
Especially interesting.
Because it's a faith thing.
Yeah. Most holidays root from some kind of faith tradition.
Yeah. But, like... Huh. So, like, I want my kids to understand, like, to the true meaning of Easter without getting lost in, like... Where's my Easter basket type of thing.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, we always would wake up to an Easter basket, and then it was, okay, now immediately get ready for church, you know?
Yeah. My family is really funny. I grew up in a religious family.
Uh-huh.
Went to church, like, up until I was probably 8 years old consistently, but it was only ever my mom taking me.
Oh.
Yeah. My dad is religious also. He's, like... He grew up Pentecostal, went to a Christian private school. Like, all those things, preaches everything, but he doesn't act it out.
My mom is the same way. She grew up going to private church, or private schools, and now it's my dad that takes us to church.
Yeah, but then, like, when I was 8 years old, we kind of, like, stopped entirely going to church.
Yeah, us too.
And then everything else that's, like, religion based has been like, well, you gotta figure it out yourself, or like it's a process, like, mom, I need you to take me to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's an argument, like, I don't want to wake up that early. I'm like, well, I want to be saved, so
yeah. I mean, we grew up going to church every single Sunday, going to mass, as we call it, and then I feel like as we grew older, probably around the same age, eight or so, things just, our life just got busier, and, like, church started becoming less and less of, like, a priority.
Yeah.
With, like, soccer practice on Sundays, or, like,
yeah,
who knows what.
That's what stopped it for me, was soccer, because we would do it on Saturdays, and so we'd wake up early on Saturdays, and so you want to sleep in on Sunday.
Right.
But, like, that's something I want to, like, make a conscious effort of, is, like, especially teaching through showing, like, my kids, like, okay, yeah, you have your personal life, you have the things you like to do, but there's, like, you also need to prioritize time with God, too.
Exactly.
Overall, it overall benefits you more. I mean, yeah, it sucks waking up early on a Sunday, but those after-church naps hit.
They do. They really do.
They're blessed.
And, I remember as a young child, my church would give out donuts after mass.
Oh.
And I remember my parents saying, you have to be good and quiet during mass, otherwise you don't get a donut. And that was their way of, like, motivating me and my little ADHD brother of staying quiet and, like, paying attention and being nice to each other.
What's it called? Catholic Church? Do they have Sunday school?
Okay, it wasn't Sunday school. It's called CCD. I don't know exactly what it stands for. But mine was every Wednesday night. Oh. So I would come home from school, eat dinner, and go straight to CCD. And then from there, I'd get more homework. And I remember liking CCD. Growing up, I was always the goody two-shoes. I was always, like, the teacher's pet. No, the, same. Like,
if my teacher didn't remember my name by the time I left that school, yeah, like, I did something wrong.
Yes.
I have failed.
I was the same way. I was always, and I remember they had this little teddy bear, and I think he had, like, it was one of those Beanie Babies.
I had the Beanie Babies, too.
Yes, and if we, like, recited our father correctly or something,
Art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom
come. It is engraved now, but if we did it properly, we would get the teddy bear for that night. And I remember having, like, a super long streak of getting the teddy bear and being so proud of it.
Mm-hmm. All the other kids must have hated you.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. I will say, I was never the one to say, you forgot to take our homework, or you forgot to give us homework.
Yeah, no, I was never that.
I was very pro being secret about teachers forgetting about homework, or like,
yeah,
what's that kind of thing.
Like, I was teacher's pet, but like, I also had social dynamics under wraps.
Right.
So I'm like, you don't remind the teacher that there's a test today, uh-huh, or like a quiz.
Exactly. Or like,
yeah,
because if you were that kid, no one liked you.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
But yeah, no, and so like for us, the kids are not in the actual service. Because if, as a kid, you're not gonna understand it anyways. So yeah, what they do is they'll send you downstairs, or like they'll send you to like the little Sunday school room, and they'll have like somebody teach you like the little stories from Genesis, like. And then Noah built an ark. And
I do think I remember that.
Or, like, we'll play games.
I think they started incorporating that by the time I got too old for it.
We also had a teen program. I was never part of it.
Oh, interesting.
I thought it was... forgive me. This is probably a sin. It was stupid. The teen program was so stupid. I'm like, okay. I'm, like, what? Like, 15 years old? I'm finally starting to go back to church on my own will.
Right.
I want to actually learn something, yeah, not just being like, God loves you. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know he loves me, but like, why?
Right.
Like,
uh-huh.
And I don't know, that's something like about me though. It's like, I've always, especially with like scripture,
uh-huh,
is like, I'm a junkie for it. Like, I crave, like, I need to know the deepest detail. Give me a map. Like, give me like historical context. What's happening? Like, mm-hmm. I think I was telling you this earlier. Like, I'm reading this devotional. It's called Genesis for Normal People. It's super educational title. But it basically is going through Genesis, and it's talking about how, like, how it's going, like, chapter through chapter.
Mm-hmm.
But the first chapter of the book itself is talking about how, like, you have to understand the context of Genesis.
Right.
Being that it's like, it's not supposed to be a history textbook, and it's not supposed to be a science textbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a story.
Right.
Because, like, basically the people who wrote this book, like, went and also found other documents from that same time period,
mm-hmm,
and compared the two. And, like, it was really, really prominent in, like, ancient Israeli writing to be a storyteller.
Right.
And so Genesis was written in the form of a story. And it was written in a time where, like, the Israelites were enslaved by the Babylonians.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, morale is kind of low because, like, mm-hmm, hey, we're supposed to be God's chosen people. Why are we enslaved right now?
Right.
And so, like, morale is, like, all-time low. And then, so basically, like, the authors of this, like, devotional go through and, like, compare Babylonian mythology, so, like, what they believed, because they were not, like... they were not Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
So they had, like, they were polytheistic.
Okay.
So they go through the Babylonian mythology and seeing how they, like, say, like, the world was created. And then they go and reflect it on what Genesis has to say about creation.
Uh-huh.
And they compare. Like, there's so many similarities in this, but the only really huge difference is that Babylonian mythology is is polytheistic. So, like, basically, like, the story of creation in Genesis is basically saying that, like, oh, you needed multiple gods to do this? You're, like, tiny little religion? Well, guess what? My God did everything by himself.
Mm.
And then still rested.
Mm.
So, like...
Interesting.
It's, like, an entire, like, big slap to the face to, like, the Babylonians, because that's what needed to be done at that time. But, like, the secondary goal of it... Well, I guess that was the secondary goal. But, like, the primary goal of Genesis is to reignite, like... morale within the Israelites themselves to show, like, the Creator did not abandon them.
Right.
And so, like, then later on in Genesis, when you see, like, instances of, like, Noah and Abraham and, like, and Jacob, it just shows how, like, they were, like, in bad times, but God delivered them. And so when you take that into the context that this is supposed to be an audience of enslaved people who think that their God abandoned them, it's, like, really interesting to see. So, like, Sunday school doesn't do that for you. The teen program doesn't encourage that level of, like, thinking and reflection and, like, cross-comparison.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, God, who loved us, yes, I know. Like, because the Bible told me so. Like...
Yeah. So, no, that's so true.
Yeah, no, I never went to the teen program. I thought it was so, like, such a waste of time. And then I left that church entirely.
Mm. Yep. You mentioned a little earlier that you said it was always your mom that took you to church. Mm. Was that always true?
Mm.
Interesting. So your dad never...
My dad does not believe that the Sabbath is on Sunday.
Mm.
Because he says that the Catholic Church changed it from Saturday to Sunday. I personally also believe that the Sabbath is on Saturday.
Okay.
But I'm a little bit more lenient with the fact that as long as you're taking a Sabbath, it depends on what day you start your week.
Okay.
Because if you go back to Genesis, it doesn't say God, like, it doesn't say, like, and on the first day, Monday, or Sunday, God created, like, the heavens and the earth, right? So I think that as long as you're taking time to relax and, like, just be in God's presence, then that in itself counts as Sabbath.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm traditional in the sense that, like, I am religious, and I do base a lot of my morals off of my religion.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more modern in the sense that Jesus would not come down here and get mad that you're praising him on a Tuesday.
Right. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, would worshiping on Sunday deter me from going to church? No.
Mm-mm.
But, like, do I think that it would be on a Saturday? Yeah, because if you go through all the scholar stuff and they chase it back to a Saturday, then that would make sense. Like, Jewish people worship on Saturday.
Right. And so do Mormons. No. They're Sunday.
Mormons are Sunday. Seventh-day Adventists are Saturday.
Mm.
And Jehovah's Witness.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, honestly, I think that most credible source would be Jewish individuals. Just because they the OGs.
But, kind of tying back to the whole not going to church with your dad. We've talked about this before. You're not as close with your dad, and I'm not as close with my mom. And I feel like we've found a lot of similarities between my mom and your dad.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because my dad was the one that always, like, enforced going to church and, like, said, okay, we gotta go. My mom would be more lenient and being like, yeah, we don't have to go. And ever since we stopped going, and during COVID, me and my dad kind of re-strengthened our relationship with God and relationship with each other. And so the two of us started going to church again. It was just me and him. And I think that's interesting. Because I didn't know that about you, that it was just your mom and your sisters.
Yeah, and then my sisters don't go anymore.
Yeah, my brother doesn't go.
I feel like, my dad, he would come, when me and my sisters were doing something for the church. Mm. Like, if...
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister used to sing for church. And so he came and watched us perform. So, like, he was always supportive in that sense, where he's, like, willing to, like, put his stubbornness aside
mm-hmm.
when it came to supporting his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, like, hey, Dad, come to church with me on Saturday. Or, like, not on Saturday, on Sunday. He's, like, no. Mm. Like, so there's that sense. But I think the main reason we don't get along is because we're the same person.
That's interesting. I think me and my dad get along because we're the same person. And my mom and my brother get along because they're the same.
Mm.
Or very similar.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because my relationship is very my relationship to my mom is very similar to the relationship she has with my dad. Well, obviously, like, we're not married, but like, in terms of, like, dynamic,
uh-huh.
that's how it is.
Right.
But because just the way that me and my dad's personalities are made up, we're both we're people very grounded in what our beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And willing to, like, stand by them.
Right.
And you've heard me go on rants about debates and things like that. But, like, when it comes to religion especially, that's when things get more heated.
Mm.
And because my faith is such a big part of my life and who I am as a person,
right.
and where my beliefs stem from,
mm-hmm.
when we're not seeing eye to eye on it, that's where a lot of it comes from. And then it's also the stubbornness that we both have to, like, hear other people's sides and be like, yeah, no, that's stupid. like, that is where originates.
Yeah. I do want to ask, how do you think your relations with your dad, do you think it's going to change how you raise your children, or how your religious upbringing is going to shape, or how it has shaped who you are today? Or who you want to be?
In all honesty, I don't feel like my dad's done a bad job mm-hmm. of being a dad.
Right.
He's done his job. Like, mm-hmm. I've always had clothes. I've always had a support system. Like, he's a good dad. But he's a big part of the reason why, like, I'm very serious about my religion.
Mm-hmm.
And very serious about, like, my beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can raise my kids to feel passionate about the things that they feel strongly about, but also allow themselves to be open to hearing other people's points of view,
mm-hmm.
that's gonna be, like, the big major difference.
Yeah,
is that, like, because for the longest time, believe it or not, I was very much polarized.
Mm-hmm.
I leaned one way very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, upon actually listening to other people's opinions and being like, okay, oh, I see why you would believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, opening myself up to reviewing, like, articles that don't automatically, like, align with what I believe. Like, mm-hmm. my views have since mellowed out.
Right.
And so, like, I want to encourage my kids to do that also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but also still hold their hand.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. there are some things that are right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And some things that I would teach my kids are right and wrong.
Right.
But you also need to know that, like, just because I said it's right and wrong,
yeah,
you may not agree with me.
Exactly. I think Point Loma has honestly shaped a lot of what I think now.
Really?
Uh-huh. I don't know. I feel like just being, like, I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, like, just being able to, like, express the way we think here
mm-hmm.
and actually be open and talk about it has, I don't know, broadened my mindset. And I feel like, especially even being friends with you,
mm-hmm.
you bring up so many things that I've never even would have thought about.
And I do think part of it's the debate side of you. But I think that's so great. We talked about, let's see, what do you think about freshman year? Is that how you expected it to be? Is that how you wanted it to go?
Freshman year. Honestly, it was a lot, dude.
It was a lot.
It was, you know what? I wrote about this in, like, one of my reflections for psych, too, is I was so ready for the work side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready for those long nights. I was ready for the grind.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things got rough schoolwork-wise, I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I never realized how big of a role, like, my parents and my sisters played in keeping me actually sane in the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I knock on your door so often.
And me on yours.
Yeah. So, switching from, like, oh my gosh, I'm stressed, on the verge of a panic attack, I'm gonna go hang out with my sister in the living room,
mm-hmm.
to, like, now not I'm freaking having... out in my room.
Alone, yeah.
And then Miranda runs in and grabs my head. That was rough.
Yeah.
I think, like, the hardest thing, I'm gonna tear up, because it's so, like, hard to wrap my head around, is, like, yeah, you're grown,
mm-hmm.
but you're still a baby. Like,
right.
You're always a baby.
Like, we're, like, thrown into the deep end coming
yeah.
here.
And it's, like, that feeling of you're, like, you're freaking out, and you're so stressed out, and you're just, like, I need my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not there.
Yeah.
Like, that
I wasn't
rough.
Expecting to be as homesick as I was for semester.
I was expecting to be homesick, especially because, I mean, we have this difference, but, like, I'm in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready to be homesick and be like, oh, I miss my boyfriend, I miss my sister, I miss my mom, like,
yeah.
and my dad sometimes, like, but, like, yeah, no, the schoolwork blow wasn't as bad as the actual, like, emotional side blow.
Yeah.
And then also, like, the balance of, like, because back home, I mean, I still did my own laundry, I still fed myself,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I had my mom to help. I'm like,
yeah.
Mom, I'm slammed with homework. Can you just please do my laundry? Or, like, my sister's even. I'm like, dude, I've been working for 6 hours. Can you make me mac and cheese? And my sister will go and make me mac and cheese.
Aww.
She's the best mac and cheese maker in the world. But, like, now I don't have that. Now I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have 6 assignments due, but I still have to do my laundry because I'm not going to have any clothes on tomorrow.
Right. And I think... Well, I don't know. How do you imagine next year will be like? I feel like next year we'll be coming back to something, you know? We'll be like the same kind of feeling that I feel like going home now will feel like.
Yeah.
Because freshman year, we were diving into something that we didn't know. It was,
yeah.
it was the, like, unknown.
Yeah, like walking down Calf Lane on, like, the first day of school, and you're seeing, like, people be like, hi, how was your
yeah.
summer? And you're just like, I don't know anyone here.
Right. I know. That's another thing. I think I'm so excited to be, like, reunited with everyone.
Yeah, that's gonna be so fun.
Seeing people like at the beginning of this year, and like everyone being like, oh my gosh, so glad to see you again, and it's like, I don't know anybody yet.
Yeah.
And now we'll be able to experience that next year. Oh, I can't wait.
Then I can have you help me be like, Miranda, can you push the button on the microwave and make my mac and cheese sound?
Talking about like the first week of school, what was our first impressions of each other?
I forgot your name. I was stressing. I was like, I don't know her name. I want to sit with her, but I don't know her name.
Oh.
And then, like, the first time we actually got to know each other was, like, that first chem exam.
Oh my
where
gosh,
we were
the
up
first
until
chem
2
exam.
In the morning.
That was very much a trauma bonding experience.
Yeah.
But it's brought us here, and I'm so, so grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to have you as my friend.
Aww.
Seriously, an answered prayer.
Oh.
So thank you.
Aww.
Thank you for doing this with me and being my friend.
Yeah, any opportunity I get to yap is my favorite one.
Oh, this was so great.
Okay.
I'm glad we did this.
We got 20 seconds left. You want to end the vlog?
Okay.
Bye, vlog.
Bye, vlog. Do I hit end?